Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to get our guest on, our next guest on, Congressman Rodney Davis joins us. And what is a Congressman Rodney Davis spot on the show without a little Nickelback? Rodney, thanks for coming on with us today. Good to talk to you.
Hey. Thank you. I thought you were going to forget my bumper music.
I wouldn't. I had a whole conversation with Frank, who's filling in for Katie today, about it. And we made sure that we had the Nickelback ready to fire. Did you celebrate your country this weekend? Did you feel as though there was a reason to celebrate this weekend?
You know what I did? I protested the attack on America's history so I wouldn't ever have a chance at getting COVID.
There you go. Does that drive you crazy? As somebody who is supposed to be trying to help push this country forward economically, as we do still, you know, take the necessary precautions in order to get back out and get everything going, does it drive you crazy to see the grandstanding on what needs to be done and how we need to take it seriously, and then just the complete and total blinders to the other mass gatherings of individuals in this country who are doing it for a Democrat, you would think, purpose?
Yeah, you know, it's very frustrating, and really I think the American people see through it, Annie. I know the folks that I represent and the folks that, I mean, you're in my district, so you see it down in the southwestern part of my district. They get frustrated by the lack of consistency. I mean, look, we want everybody to take precautions. I walked a parade on the 4th of July. I made sure everybody in my team wore a mask. Everybody did their best to socially distance, even from each other walking next to them. Sometimes it worked, other times it didn't. But we took the precautions because we're utilizing the best guidance that we're getting right now. But to say that mass gatherings can take place if you have a certain political interest and you're okay, no matter if you're screaming at law enforcement without a mask, and you'll never catch COVID. But in the end, if you go to a rally of another political party, somehow you're going to become a super spreader. That's what frustrates so many Americans. All we want is consistency. Everybody's going to do what they're asked to do, as long as the guidance is there. And then, as Dinesh D'Souza said, the attack on American history, it's really heartbreaking to see so many good people that were memorialized with statues having their likenesses torn down by people who clearly did not get educated on the historical impact they had to our country on abolishing the ills of our ancestors.
Congressman Rodney Davis on the phone with us from Illinois' 13th District. Congressman, we keep hearing the call, you know, where are the Republicans at right now? Why don't we have conservative leadership standing up in the middle of this culture war and laying the groundwork for why the conservative cause is right? So I lay that question before you as a person who's in Congress. You're seeing Congress from the inside, and we don't get to do that. What are you seeing from your colleagues right now?
I see exactly what I just said. And I've been saying this in the media. I've been saying this every time I've been asked about it. There's a problem we have within conservative circles where you don't get enough. I mean, part of the biggest problem we had in the 2018 election was Republicans thought we didn't work with the president enough. And those who supported the president in 2016, was the first time they voted. Many of them didn't go vote. And what happened? We lost the majority. So splitting the Republicans and splitting the conservatives by saying we don't do enough, I think is frustrating, because I see a lot of people expressing the same types of debates and arguments that I just expressed. And I certainly hope you agreed with them, or I certainly hope you thought they at least made sense, whether or not you agree with them. That's your prerogative. But we're out there fighting. We're going to continue to fight, which is why I come on shows like yours.
Well, we appreciate that. We certainly get a lot of positive feedback when you are on with us. So we are grateful to be able to speak with anybody who's a member of Congress, but especially when you are my representative. I particularly enjoy that. I want to ask you about your vibe about November, because I hear these two words quite a bit, silent majority. Well, that kind of scares me. I wish maybe the silent majority would just be the majority. I wish there was a way that we could have a stronger voice. And I think that there is a way, just trying to figure out how to make that happen. But also the constant drumbeat that we see in the mainstream media, but also in some of the more conservative leaning media outlets, talking about how President Trump is trailing in the polls. 2016, if you look at 2016 and you look at polls, well, we all know how that story turned out, except for Hillary. She still hasn't figured that out yet. But when you are looking at forward to November, do you have confidence that America is going to make a decision here that is going to continue to be invested in freedom and liberty and not protectionism and a surrendering of your liberty for security that Joe Biden's going to promise?
I do. I think when Vice President Biden comes out and begins campaigning, and you begin to get that contrast between the president and the former vice president. Well, I mean, the longer the news media can put a political litmus test on what political issue can get you COVID if you go out and gather versus another one that doesn't, then the longer he's going to stay stay inside and not come out there. But the more he's out there, there's going to be a contrast. But during that time, if we continue to see local leaders like in Seattle and Portland, every single night in Portland, that gets no coverage from the mainstream media of attacks on federal buildings, lawlessness. When that happens, I think a lot of people who may not personally like what the president tweets, and I thought the Bubba Wallace tweet today was completely wrong and he shouldn't have done it. But the sheer fact that they're worried about what's happening with kids getting killed in some of our major cities right now because law enforcement is taxed with dealing with people who are rioting and who are creating a mob, I think they're going to vote for security. And the president's got to take advantage of the ability to calm America and say, we've got this. We can protect you. We can protect your property. And let's not get in Twitter spats with NASCAR.
Congressman Rodney Davis from Illinois 13th on the phone with us. Congressman, I hear you saying that. Is that the message? I mean, between now and November, it seems like we've had some conversations with people on the show who are strategists within the GOP and things like that with the president. Is that the message you think he should be carrying through November, or is it a variety of things?
I think anytime you run for office, you just don't center on one message. You've got to have a variety of success stories. And really, when the president is focused, like that Mount Rushmore speech was one of the best speeches I thought that I've ever heard him give, and frankly, better than many presidential speeches I've heard. I thought he did an excellent job, and to see the media pan it as some type of race baiting was just really disappointing. So the president, when he's focusing on the message of the attacks on America, it works. But also, let's talk about what we've done together. There's going to be attacks on what did we do to fix the broken healthcare system. Well, you know what? We passed a bill that would have lowered premiums. It fell one vote short in the Senate, or it would be law right now, and it would have protected pre-existing conditions. Unfortunately, we've got to not let the Democrats create a new narrative that we didn't try to do something. We lowered your taxes. We made sure the economy was historically growing and unemployment was historically low. Criminal justice reform couldn't happen under President Obama's two terms, but President Trump worked with Democrats and got it done. Those are the messages I think he needs to run on to talk about the successes. But unfortunately, the national news media is not going to give him a chance to get off of what the COVID numbers are of the day and some tweet that he may have set out.
We're speaking with Congressman Rodney Davis, Illinois' 13th District, also my representative. Big, important question for you, and I don't know if you're prepared to answer this, but what the heck is Kanye West doing?
No idea, no care.
You know, non-issue, a non-factor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's not going to be on the ballot in Illinois. The ballot access for Illinois is closed. So, you know, the area I represent will have zero impact. And you never know how serious these celebrities are. But if you put it into perspective, may actually help President Trump, to be honest with you. If he gets on the ballot in certain areas where he's popular, he may get votes that normally would have gone to Joe Biden.
Yeah. Is Joe Biden going to, is he ever going to be held to the standard that a presidential candidate should be? Because the advocacy right now with so much of our media, the response that we keep hearing from, you know, when is the president or when is the vice president going to come out and campaign? Everybody repeats almost verbatim that it seems to be working for him in the polls. They're like, this is a strategy, and he could be campaigning in the best possible way by just staying put, like almost winning by default, I guess, is the way they're looking at it.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. He could. We don't know what COVID's going to look like. We don't know what our local and state leaders' response to COVID is going to look like. Are we in a second wave in the southern states? Are we going to see, because finally, we were treated downstate in Illinois to be able to open up parts of our economy because we met metrics for months already. Are we going to see an uptick, and is that going to make everybody begin to immediately shut everything down again? Is Pritzker going to do that? We don't know. I certainly hope not. You look at Missouri, you haven't seen a drastic uptick, and they've been open longer. So I hope we can continue to see our economies stay active and we can address any potential hotspots. But if there's a second wave coming in the fall, like we're being warned from all these epidemiologists who seem to give us a lot of information, sometimes consistent, a lot of times inconsistent, then, you know, we don't know what November's going to look like, guys.
Yeah. Do you think that Southern Illinois is gaining a voice a little bit more than they have possibly in the past?
Well, judging by all the Pritzker sucks signs, I think there's a voice that I didn't expect during this pandemic.
Those people are probably voting for you, Rodney.
I wouldn't necessarily. And frankly, you see them in yards where they haven't been politically active in a lot of the communities I've been in. I don't advocate for that. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that at least sends a message that there's some frustrations when regionally we should have been taking a more regional approach, not just in Illinois, but nationwide. And instead, we've been held to standards of the urbanized areas around Chicago. And, you know, if that's the type of metric that's going to be used going into November, you're going to see a lot of frustration in downstate Illinois against Governor Pritzker and the Democrats.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on here as always, and we're looking forward to seeing if the payroll tax cut gets through, or a lot of people are wondering about stimulus checks coming around again, and I don't know how the Republicans and the Democrats in Capitol Hill are going to get together on something, but they're going to have to do it. They're going to have to do it for the people, and we look forward to following up with you when that happens.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to being part of that debate, and you know me, I'll always come on if you got my tunes.
Yeah, that's right. We've got it. We have a special Rodney Davis button, and it plays Nickelback, and you're the only person who requests that button. It's just kind of a shocker. We'll talk to you soon.
We're going to change that.
Yeah, one way or the other. Thanks so much, Congressman Rodney Davis, Illinois' 13th District. That's my representative, and always grateful to have him on here.
Yeah, it's called the Nickelback button, but he's the only one that requests it, so we started calling it the Rodney Davis button.
Is it more likely that he's going to convince non-Trump supporters to vote Trump in November or non-Nickelback listeners to listen to Nickelback?
I think more people are probably entrenched on Nickelback than they are on Trump. I think the data bears that out.
There are two people out there right now who don't know if they're pro or anti-Trump. But there are no people out there who don't know how they feel about Nickelback. Let's take a quick break. We can do some phone calls when we come back. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Katie Fitzpatrick is taking a well-deserved day off. So we got Frank in the studio here with us. Ryan and I will be back with you on YouTube, on the Annie Fry YouTube page, on the Facebook page, on radio.com, and right there on your radio on 97.1 FM. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.